Civil Liberties Defense Center is a local organization dedicated to preserving everyone's civil rights. We defend activists and sue the police and the government when they break the law. My name's Lauren Regan. I'm the director and staff attorney of the organization. And my job really tonight is just to kind of facilitate things and to introduce our preliminary speaker, if you will. I've known him for over 10 years now. He is both a client and a good friend. His name is Jeffrey Lures, and I won't blow his thunder, but if you don't know who he is, he was charged with arson a few years ago. He was originally sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison, when the average sentence for a crime of that nature is 2 years in prison. And luckily, after a lengthy appeal, the courts did the right thing and overturned his conviction, and he got out of prison last December and is now a U of O student. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Jeffrey Lures to all of you, and we'll get the evening going.
Well, I'm really glad that you all came out tonight, and thank you for that introduction, Lauren. So, about 11 years ago now, I went to prison for setting three SUVs on fire at a vacant car dealership now, Romania Chevrolet, just around the corner. And I took that action because I looked around and I saw a world that I loved being destroyed. And it was being destroyed by greed and by people who care nothing for humanity. They care nothing for the natural world. And I chose to take action at the age of 21 because I didn't know what else to do to stop the machine. And now here it is, 10 years later, and things have not gotten better. I sat in prison and I watched Bush corrupt our world for 8 years. And take what little was left of our civil liberties away. And it's continuing to happen under the Obama administration. We're on a path that's marching us to our own death. Industrial civilization is killing us, and we all know it. In fact, it's such common knowledge that to say it is almost cliche. It isn't just that the world is dying. We're dying, each and every one of us. The human spirit has been corrupted in some and defeated in others. We have children and adults in inner cities that have never seen a forest. They've never even seen a tree that's older than 100 years old. This condition has become so prevalent that psychologists have coined the term nature deficiency disorder to describe it. We live on the only planet in our galaxy to have life, and we have a disorder called nature deficiency. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with the idea that we're somehow separate from nature, separate from the ecosystems and habitat that keep us whole. At the same time that we have children that have never even seen a forest, we have children that are being born already contaminated with poisons in their system, already contaminated by dioxin, pesticides, fire retardants, and mercury. In fact, every child born in the United States takes their first breath already contaminated by over 200 traceable environmental toxins and pollutants. Every single child. This is technology. This is civilization. This is what's supposed to make us the greatest species that this planet has ever seen. Every day I see a world I love being lost to a world I hate. But I know that someday this ends. Someday this all comes collapsing down. The question is, do we tear it down ourselves, or do we continue to remain slaves to a system that doesn't empower us, that actively takes our power? Do we continue to let our humanity be taken from us so that the greedy and powerful can take all they want until there's nothing left but a desiccated, dying husk of nature? Because that is the path before us. And we are now faced with an evolutionary choice. we choose a new direction or we choose death. And that's what the documentary NCIV reminds us, is that ultimately the choice is ours to make. And no person, no matter how powerful or mighty, can make that decision for us if we choose to resist. Personally, I choose to resist. I choose to resist the fascist capitalist death machine as it marches forward. And I know that every day our numbers grow stronger and that our resistance grows stronger. And I know that we can stop it if we choose to.